the Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, doing an awesome job for you, doing your taxes. Now, there's a listener out there somewhere that hadn't done back taxes, and man, I'm just telling you, don't fool around with that stuff. And they can do all those for you. There's someone out there that did some extensions, and now's the time to go ahead and clear that up. And there's some of you that might need amended taxes, and they can do that for you. So if you didn't like your taxes the last couple of years, they can go back and amend those taxes. That's great. Tax planning is what we did and what so many – I did it because smart business friends of mine suggested it, and then Russell suggested it, and we did it, and that worked out better for us because now our taxes are planned. And so with that plan, you know, what we can how we set our business up, how we set our LLC up, how we set payrolls up, they do all that, and that takes a burden off of you. A lot of you are having, like, great financial years. Sam, I'll tell you a quick story about the Patterson Tax Service. A buddy of mine says, hey, it's about Russell. I got to go buy two trucks before December 31st. I was like, what? He goes, yeah. I got to invest back in my company to take it easy. And I need the trucks anyway, but do you lease them? Do you buy them? Do you buy them before the year? Do you buy them next year? Like, how does that work? How do you appreciate them? All that. They do all that stuff for you. I don't know any of that mess. They do it all. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. 8317 said, our coaches get paid, capital P, capital A, capital I, capital D, way, way too much to be putting such bad-looking product on the field like they did Saturday night. And then the head man gets on the radio yesterday and starts blaming everyone but himself, and all the coaches and players are to blame. Now, so first of all, Saturday night after the game, Sunday night on the teleconference, and yesterday in the press conference, I heard him say several times that him and the coaches didn't do a very good job. Did you hear the same thing, Sam? On all three.
He was very frank, yeah.
Right. The other part of it is, you know, Cade Klubnik's making $2 to $3 million right now. Peter Woods is making 1.5 right now. T.J. Parker and Antonio Williams are making over $1 million right now. Anybody can talk about players getting paid too much to not play well? Is that on the table now? Maybe it's not. Maybe they're still suited athletes. But you look at that, that's $6.5 million. Did anybody, any of the three guys, Antonio got hurt. Any of those three guys play well enough to make $6.5 million Saturday night?
Nope.
Is that on the table now? Like, is that – are we just going to say, well, they're young and they're suited athletes and they're – you know?
Everybody that you want to blame is to blame for that game if you want to blame them. I mean, there are very few players that played really well in that game. Yeah. How many – seriously, run down the list. Steph Green looked really good. Hanifin looked good. Avion Terrell looked good, I think, in that game. Sammy Brown had his moments where he looked good in that game. Am I missing anyone?
Jack Smith. The biggest question mark of the game was Jack Smith, and he punted for 44 yards a game.
I think Tom Allen's defense did enough to win. I don't think the big players on it did enough to win, but I think it did enough to win the game. They held him to 17/20, could have been 24, should have been.
Well, to be clear,
that's enough.
I don't want, and I'm going to yield to you on this, but I don't want to start talking about how, you know, Mike Gundy mentioned it yesterday. Well, Oregon's, you know, they've invested in a program to pay players, and then Lanning had to come back. I don't like the whole thing with Dabo and Brian Kelly. That's dumb, man. To be clear, folks, let me and this goes for 8317, and you did say absolutely yes to that. Are those players, you know, can we talk about those guys being criticized too? Yes. With that said, I want to, I know, and this is one of my big deals here that I wish people could take the stance on, and they can't. But Sam, I talked about it yesterday. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Stevie from Simpsonville texted me yesterday, said, I thought we had better bulletin board material. And I'm like, bulletin board material is bulletin board material. Like, no, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any coach says in the pregame or postgame. I don't care what any player says. Like Alabama, Castellanos called out Alabama, and that's bulletin board material. Alabama's going to crush him now. They did. Who cares what anybody says? And when I go back and look at it, here's what I remember. I remember Clemson putting up 3 points against Georgia in 21 down up in Charlotte. I don't remember what anybody said before the game. I remember, you know, Clemson beating Florida State or Clemson losing to Florida State. I remember the scores. I remember the plays. What did somebody says? Well, I can't believe the coach said that. You're not mad. After a loss, I get this on my text line and phone calls every while. I can't believe my head coach. It's not Clemson fans. I'm talking about Browns fans, Eagles fans, Philadelphia Flyer fans. I can't believe my coach said this after the game. Who cares what he says? I saw DeBoer had to struggle in a press conference. I saw Sarkisian had to struggle yesterday at his press conference. I don't care, man. Like, what you say, you're trying to cover up for some things, or and the questions are tough. Do you blame players? I don't know. Do you blame your own coaches? Do you blame yourself? Danny Ford always, after every win, would take full responsibility. I mean, would give a full responsibility to his staff and his coaches. I mean, and his players. Every loss, he says, my fault. But after a while, people get tired of that. Like, do something about it. You know, what does it matter what anybody says? Now, I'm going to yield to you on this, Sam. How often in the NFL, because what we have now is NFL 2.0, and I'm personally not going to do too much of it, but how much in the NFL, at the end of a game, does someone on, you know, call shows in Cleveland or call message boards, and we go, we're paying this guy $27 million, and he goes 20 of 49? Or we're paying this guy $17 million and he can't create any quarterback pressure at all? Like, is that still a thing? Do we still do that in the NFL?
I mean, at the end of the day, the guys on the field are the ones we have to execute, right? I mean, we can blame the coaches for not putting them in position to succeed, but a coach can't make a tackle.
Right.
Coach can't pick up a block.
To be clear, Garrett Riley did not call a very good game, and Dabo said that.
Not one bit.
But still, what Dabo points out, we'll let you hear some of it, was there were a bunch of plays to be made, and they dropped the ball, or they threw it to the wrong guy, or they couldn't protect, or they ran the wrong route. I mean, there's a lot in there.
I saw a couple texts where it was, we need to run that wide receiver like mid-screen where they run the receiver towards the line of scrimmage and the offensive line's moving the other way. They did, and Tyler Brown dropped it. And then they didn't go back to it.
Right.
Tyler Brown doesn't drop anything. It was just every single thing was bad. It was all bad.
So in the NFL, do we say, all right, let me ask this. You got one cornerback that's making $11 million. You got another four-year $11 million deal, right? Is that in the range?
Sure, for the second corner, yeah, sure.
Okay. First corner's making four-year $27 million. Do we criticize the guy making $27 million more by saying, I can't believe he gave up that third down reception because he's making $27 million, where the other guy's making 11, we criticize him less? Do we do that in the NFL now or not?
The better you are, the higher the standard. I mean, if you are a projected first-round pick in college football, you need to play like it every week. Can't have off weeks, especially against LSU. So,
are we going to get to the point where, like, Antonio Williams makes more than Westco and more? Are we going to go, well, we've invested more in this, so we got to do I don't know. I'm yielding to you on this. I don't know. Do we need to do that in college football?
I mean, I think blame always has to be thrown on the players last because they are the ones making the – I would actually rather first. I mean, they're the ones making the plays. They're the ones not making the plays. Players need to play better. I thought he blamed just about everybody for that game.
Well, because there's enough blame to go around.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can pretty much pick whoever you want to blame. Like, if you think whoever lost the game, you're probably not totally off base. I'm sure there are plays where they were not very good. There were, like, three players on the team who played really well, I think. That's not enough at Clemson. I mean, that just can't happen. So if you want to blame Klubnik, you can do that and be justified. If you want to blame the receivers, you can be justified. You want to blame Garrett Riley, you can do that, be justified. Blame Dabo. Like, you can blame any of these guys. But if you are being paid more now in this day and age, and you are a really, really good player, you need to play like it in a game like this.
75-64 says, talking about halftime coaching and adjustments. First of all, I do want to be, I think, educational, enlightening maybe. I've asked 10 college football coaches this question over the last 3 years maybe. And now I'll say current and former coaches, all right? Current and former coaches. Tell me about halftime adjustments. And the way I preface it is, or halftime adjustments as big as fans we make them out to be. And pretty much the prevailing answer to that is, buddy, we're making adjustments in between every single series. And because as fans, we go back there, you know, we're trying to hydrate and we're still trying to drop some things. He goes, but we got so many coaches now on the sidelines and we got so many whiteboards and so many computers, so many laptops and all this kind of stuff that we are making adjustments after the first series of the game. And this idea that we got to make halftime adjustments, like Bill Belichick's team, did they make, they were down, what was the score at halftime? 20-7 or 13-7, 17-7, something like that. Got blown in the second half, so he didn't make any halftime adjustments. No, you're making first quarter adjustments. Fair, Sam? You think that's fair? And again, that's what, not every coach has told me that. I would say 60 to 70% of the guys I've asked about it, 60 to 70 of the guys I've asked about it are saying, no, man, we're just in the fourth quarter. We're just in the second quarter. We're just in the first quarter. Make sense?
Yeah, I think the halftime adjustments thing is overblown in the sense that you can do that all game.
Yeah, but as fans, like, that's like, okay, at halftime, I'm going to get a Coke or I'm going to get a couple beers now. So what are we going to do in the second half? We make these adjustments. What? Well, I'm hoping that, because here's the thing. Even if you're like North Carolina first drive, the South Carolina first drive, right? Both of them came racing down the field.
They're scripted.
Right?
First drive scripted out.
Now, what's the defense doing when they go to the sidelines? What's TCU's defense doing and what's Virginia Tech's defense doing?
Adjusting.
And they did something right because they shut them down for the most part the rest of the half, correct? Well, then the offense has to make adjustments off of those defensive adjustments. So this idea that it sounds good in cliche, it sounds good in, well, we're going to make some halftime adjustments. If you're waiting a halftime to make adjustments, then you're in big time trouble. I hope that makes sense. And I don't want to talk down to the constituency. But Ryan and Taylor said, any animosity between Dabo and Brian Kelly before the game? They seem not like each other. Nah, you're going to compete. Even when you like each other, you're going to try to compete and win. I don't know. Don't know. Texas said, we were playing, in the same way about halftime adjustments, we were playing close to Georgia LSU at half. Then why does the second half look so awful in both games? Well, the other team had better players is the main thing. The other team had better players, and the other team made better plays, and that's the big thing to me, right? Tech said, you've been talking to Clemson coaches. No, matter of fact, I talk to more coaches that don't coach at Clemson than coach at Clemson. And former ones, too. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm talking to some guys that coached as long as 30 years ago, and guys coached them as long as 2 years ago. So that's what that's about. But, no, if you're waiting a halftime to make adjustments, then, man, what are you doing? You think that we're just going to, like, just play Wordle over there or something? We're gonna play some solitaire or something on those computers we got on the sideline? You're in constant communication, sometimes mid-drive too, but you're in constant communication with what they're seeing upstairs, what you're seeing on the field, constant communication with your players and what you're seeing. What did they show you there? What did you see there? I think you'd be surprised by this. Is sometimes you'll get the players themselves like, hey, guys, what do y'all think about, what do y'all want to run here? Like, what do you, like, there's some input there. Like, we feel good about this, coach. I like this, and this. Don't like this, and this. Don't think we should run that anymore. So it's there's a bunch of headsets, man. And they ain't just up there listening to Pearl Jam. You know? There's a bunch of adjustments that are made every single drive. So I think that's a verbiage thing that we use as fans. You got a little extra time in there now. You know, in a sudden change, you're over there right in the middle of drawing up something, there's a fumble, and all of a sudden you got to get back on the field, then you might not. But you say that for the next, you know. And the other thing, too, is, folks, let's remember this. Sam, last time I checked, there's a boatload of timeouts, and there's a boatload of injuries. You know, in the old days, and reviews, in the old days, you'd say, well, the game's so fast, and you got to get to halftime, make the adjustments. No. Give me one injury and one review And one TV timeout, man, that's a whole halftime, basically. I go there for 10 minutes. So that's, I think that's a little overrated at this point. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texas, I don't care how much I don't know. Abandoning the run in the second half was just not smart. Yeah, I would say this too, and I was talking to someone about this yesterday. I think as fans, and this is not a, not an original thought, but this, and this is not a new thought. I think as fans, it is very, very fair to criticize personnel. I think as fans, it's very, very fair to criticize big picture scheme stuff. I think as fans, it's not fair to criticize like individual play call. And let me, I don't know if I explained it well enough, Sam, but the idea of you and I knowing, with first of all, we don't know their personnel, the opponent's personnel well enough and their tendencies well enough. We don't know our strengths well enough, and we don't know what we worked on in practice well enough to sit there and say, you got to run the pin and pull here because the mic is selling out over here, and you know, or you run this because robber coverage, you can be this. We don't know enough about the individual thought of a play call. But that's the same thing, Sam, is I don't know. I've never played guitar. See if this makes sense to you. I don't know how to play the guitar. And for me to tell Eddie Van Halen, hey, man, there I would have gone A minor, C majors, this, I'd play this. That'd be dumb. But I can say, you know what? I like the rhythm of the song. I like the tempo of that one. I like how you change it. I like that riff. That sounds good. Does that make sense? So big picture is what we can talk about. Scheme is what we can talk about. But the actual play call itself? There's a reason why every single play call is called. And in the, if someone sat you down, first of all, Sam, am I making any sense?
I'm still, yeah, I mean, I'm here for now. Okay. I think they should have run the ball more for what
yes,
it's worth.
But that's a big picture thing. That's a scheme thing, not an individual.
Not entirely certain they have the people to run the ball effectively, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. But that's so let me put it to you in other words. In every single play call, if we could stop the game and freeze it, and you could go to the Cleveland Brown offensive coordinator and you could say, hey, man, what are we running here? And he takes 15 minutes and explains it. We've studied their interior and their guys. We studied this. If we think that if we show them this look and show them the motion, we think that we can get a double team on the nose here, and we think that we can get the ball, we can run the ball here. We think we get about 4 or 5 yards here. We like this guard here. He's shown us this, and this. And so we think this is going to work this way. And you go, you know what? He says, if they run this, we're going to call this. I'm going to check to this. And you go, you know what, man? That sounds pretty sound. And then when a guy misses a block or the ball's not read right by the quarterback and the ball's thrown and the ball's dropped, and you go, man, that's a terrible play call. But going into it, like you kind of get that. I think what is very, very fair is Clemson didn't run the ball enough Saturday. Did they run the more inside zone? I don't know. Outside
they
zone?
Abandoned it.
They abandoned the run, no doubt.
You can suck at running in the second 100%. Half, and that's the conversation we're having today. 100%. But we didn't get the data.
Right.
They probably aren't going to be a great rushing team this year based on what we saw the other day. But we didn't get enough to know that yet.
I don't know which of the running calls that you can call. I don't know which ones I would call, but I'll tell you this, I'd run the ball. Does that make sense? So big picture, yes. Scheme, yes, but not individual play calls. I don't know. I don't know about that kind of stuff. Hey, I do know about Trail, the people to get in touch with, TREHL.com, building better buildings. I want to talk about Trail Tailored Homes right now. Outdoor spaces, those cooking spaces, making that look your kitchens. They're doing a great job. So high-end renovations, they're doing an awesome job. Bathrooms, they do a great job with that, too. Building your next home for you. Matt Ruth, 25 years of experience. When they teamed up with Trail, you're going to love it. TREHL.com, 800-319-7006. Love our great friends over at Trail. The better building process will work for you. It'll be a great experience for you. The better building experience will work for you when it comes to building your next home. Think about our great friends at Trail. Short break, open phone lines for two more segments right after this.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD weight loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD weight loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/better you.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friend, Steiner Tree Care. Man, Eric Steiner's a great guy and a guy I totally believe in. And I just love hearing him talk about his business. He has passion for his business and passion for trees and but more than anything else, passion for his people. Like, when he talks about trees and talks about the insects are coming in, it is detailed. It is. He tells me the origin of it, how it works out, and what we do. And I'm like, man, I don't know about these insects and what these things are looking like. But he knows it backwards and forwards, and he's into it. And you're thinking, man, this guy's intense. And then the conversation turns about his employees, and he kicks it up and even a notch even higher. And that's really, really cool to hear and see. So love Eric Steiner, Steiner Tree Care. Anything you need in the tree business, the shrub business, they do tree removal stuff, but planting and all the fertilizers and all the, if you need fertilizer or if you need a growth regulator, they do a great job of all that. And their certified team arborists do an incredible job. Some great friends over at Steiner Tree Care. Get in touch with them, 833-4MYTREE, SteinerTree.com. One quick listener note. I've been told that Larry, big Clemson fan over in Rabun, who's been called for many, many years now, is headed to surgery this morning, and we want to wish him all the best luck, prayers for him, for the doctors, for the staff, and a speedy recovery. And Larry, if you're listening, keep us up to date over in Rabun County, and hopefully Clemson will play a little better for you coming up on this Saturday. 2087. I think gets Rayon Wahala says completely tracking you, Mickey. Here we don't know the intricacies that word, but we can generally see that you need to run the ball more. That's my point. Specifics, no, but like generally, yeah, you got to run the football more. Sam, you had a thought about another text. Our texts are flying in. Sam, yesterday we had over 200 individual textures.
Yeah, I can't even keep
up. But you had one thinking about running backs. What was the thought there?
We're going to see with Adam Randall as the year goes on. We're going to see with Gideon Davidson. I'm not of the belief after the short leash that Davidson had, he's going to play a ton this year, frankly. I don't know how much they're going to trust him, especially in pass blocking situations, but he's a freshman. I'm a little baffled that somebody didn't get brought in this room. I don't think this is Adam Randall's fault.
No.
But
we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
First of all, we don't know. But I'm a little bit stunned that they didn't bring someone in with a converted wide receiver starting at running back. And I drank the Randall Kool-Aid in the offseason, and he still may end up being really, really good. But just for depth purposes, I'm kind of stunned they didn't bite on anybody. You could bring in a senior and have him be the second, third string guy, who I think would be better than your second, third string guys in this room.
Yes.
And not disrupt the future plans at all. I'm a little shocked that no one was brought in there. However, again, Adam Randall's got a whole season of ACC play left to go to where if he looks really, really good, doesn't matter. None of this matters. But
yeah. It
does surprise me a little bit, especially coming off of that game where neither guy was capable in pass pro, that you didn't at least bring in somebody that can specifically do that.
I got a quick one here for you. Now, this is from 6360. Texas said, short leash with Davis is confusing. It almost sounds like Dabo would feel Big Poppy. He can't get any at bats because Manero this time at first base. I'm not sure what that's.
You're going to get a short leash. Point is, with Davidson, you're going to have a short leash as a true freshman anyway. You have to be exemplary to get into the game.
Not just that. He went through spring and he went through fall, and if he's proven that he doesn't know his assignments in the protection game or in the blocking game, then why would you purposely put a guy out there to get killed? And here's my story to that. I'm at the Florida-Tennessee game in 2001. I'm going to wait for you to get off the phone and tell this one. Because like benching Poppy for an error. Okay, I got you. But an error at first base is different than getting your quarterback killed or a scoop and score. Remember the Super Bowl where the Falcons running back missed the block? Falcons are about to put the game away. The Falcons running back misses the block. Blindside, pick up, scoop, and score, lead to a big comeback, and they lose. And no one ever talks about pass pro. No one talks about blocking. It's all about what it runs. And they go, why do we even care about pass pro? Well, it cost them a Super Bowl. So, Sam, let me run this one by you. I'm in Gainesville, Florida in 2001. I learned a very valuable lesson that night. Spurrier, they try a key point in the game is Tennessee and Florida. The winner goes to the Rose Bowl. It's after 2001. It's after 9/11. They're supposed to play in September. 9/11 pushed the game back to December. The winner goes to the Rose Bowl, play for the national championship. Key drive coming down the field. Florida had already had a couple false starts. They something as simple as a snap count, Florida jumped. They tried to go on a long snap count, and Florida jumped for like the third time in the game. Post-game afterwards, Spurrier says this: I'm the dumbest coach in college football, and our offensive coaches are the dumbest coaches in college football because we couldn't run a long count in practice. We kept jumping off in practice. For some reason, we tried to do it in the game. Something as simple as a snap count now. He said we couldn't do it in the game, and so that makes us dumb coaches. If you can't do something in practice to put it into a game plan and to run it, that means you're a dumb coach, right? And so that's the point about Davidson. Apparently, Davidson has shown them in practice that he can't do what they thought, what they need for him to do, and from an assignment standpoint, and he put him in for two plays on Saturday. One, the first play, he completely misses an assignment and a block and gets Adams killed for a one-yard loss. And so, to be honest with you, as much as that caller wants to see, or Texas wants to see the Adams short, get it to Davidson short leash, if he can't do it in practice, then why would you put him into a football game and expect him to do it? Make sense?
If he can't block, he's not going to play. Which, again, goes to my kind of overarching point of, if these guys can't do that part of the game, why was somebody not brought in to do it specifically?
Yeah.
Or why would... I mean, you could sell just about any running back transfer, if that's the case, on a pretty hefty workload here.
Yeah.
And maybe Randall comes good, again. But it's a maybe, and we don't know. And you try to limit that uncertainty if you can. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how that running back room turns out.
No. Look, that's very fair. To me, it's very fair to say running back. Sam, I'll go a step farther. Running back last year should have been addressing the portal. You had Philip Moffa, and that was it.
And then he got hurt, and you're dead.
Now
your offense
dead.
Became one-dimensional. And
now you're dead.
It was Klubnik or bust at that point.
93-10 makes a very good point on our text line. Why does Dabo critique abandoning the run after the game but fails to pull Riley aside during the game and tell him to run the football? Is it game management part of the game, a head coach's job? I agree with that. Why are we saying in post-game we didn't run the ball? We talk about all these adjustments during the game. At some point in time, you got to run the football. Remember when they won in Columbia, Klubnik's freshman, your sophomore year, whatever, they won down in Columbia like 7-13 to, what was that score?
Both quarterbacks threw for like 80 yards in that game.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. They won. It wasn't pretty, though.
But Dabo, apparently, I was told, this tells Garrett Riley, run the ball, man, and just run the ball. And they got very, very conservative. That was 2023, maybe? Yeah, 16-7. In that game, Dabo tells Garrett Riley, run the ball. Just run the ball. Well, in the game itself, Klubnik threw it. He was 15-27 for 100 yards. Spencer Rattler threw for 112 yards. But Clemson ran it 46 times in that game. What stopped Dabo from telling Garrett Riley during the game Saturday? Run the ball, man. Anything stopping that? Why do I have to wait until after the game to figure out we weren't running it?
They got to run more, man. Run the ball. It's on the hats.
I had a friend yesterday tell me this. I don't want to see a single pass play on Saturday against Troy. I want to see him run it 50 times. Who would have thought that? Sam, I got to tell you quickly, man. And I know I got a bunch of guys on hold. I promise I'm trying to get to you. I sat in Death Valley in the 1980s. And Danny Ford, they ran it, and then they ran it, and then they ran it again. And I can remember people that were, and by the way, they were winning football games, but I can remember people in the stands screaming, throw the ball! I mean, just like screaming it. And I'm telling you, Clemson will win football games when they throw it 12 times and win the game, right? And here we are. Now we don't want to see a single pass on Saturday. That's kind of crazy. Let me get Noah in here, 654 Roar. Noah, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
on the telephone.
Yeah, we
good.
Got you.
I have no problems with the hands-free law, but, man, it's a little bit of an inconvenience at times. I thought it was a great football weekend. I mean, obviously, you know, it didn't really work out for Clemson. I'm a diehard Kentucky fan, and we looked like crap. I mean, we looked like crap, to be honest with you. I mean, I think – you know, for whatever reason, I think if we can get a little bit, you know, if we can figure out how to complete a forward pass and maybe Zach Kilgore can finally, you know, get a real job, then we might have a chance of winning seven games. But, it's not looking great. I agree with you all summer long. We need to tank for John Summerall.
Yep.
We need to find a way. We need to write him a blank check. But I've also kind of been thinking, you know, John Gruden's, you know, dead set on coming back to the SEC. I don't think it would work out for him in Lexington. And, you know, I also heard speculation that maybe if it didn't go well in Oklahoma, you know, Oklahoma would come after Josh Heupel, and then the Tennessee job would be open. And he's got, like, I guess he owns property out there in Knoxville or, like, the Smoky Mountain area land. So I was like, maybe. But either way, we need to tank because Mark Stoops sucks. And I hate to say that. I've been trying to be loyal to the guy, but he sucks. And one of my big issues has always been with him is, like, you know, it's always this, hey man, you know we like some things. He said in this press conference, we like some things we saw on tape that Zach Calzada did well. What did he do well?
Nothing.
He could. My 4-year old son could throw a better football than he could. And the thing is, my 4-year old son still sleeps with me at night. And, I mean, and he, you know, he might not be able to, but it drives me insane because you know we're going to keep living in this world where you know we're going to accept. We can be both. We can be a basketball and a football school. Ole Miss, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have 5 minutes of, oh, my gosh, we might beat Ole Miss on Saturday. No. Then Ole Miss is going to run the table on. Yeah. And guess what Stoops is going to say? Well, you know, we like some things we saw good on film. You know, the kicker, you know, kicked it really well. It's like, dude, shut up. We suck.
Stoops is done. He's done. You're going to get crushed this weekend. But, again, that's the bad news. The good news, and I appreciate the phone call, Noah, man. Have a great day. The good news is Kentucky is a sleeping, not giant, but Kentucky can do so much better in football. They care about it. Commonwealth's nice, and there's players up there. You can go into Ohio.
They were good 3 years ago. They were close.
No, they've never been good. The bottom line, they were competitive.
They were competitive.
Here's the bottom line. John Summerall's the answer. John Summerall is the Kentucky guy. He's doing a great job. You were impressed with Tulane like I was the other day. This is the coach. This is the guy. Go get him. Make it happen. Fire Stoops after you lose on Saturday.
For what it's worth, Kentucky did win this game, and Toledo failed me. I told you guys Toledo was going to win this game outright. They kicked themselves in the foot.
All penalties every single play.
Tucker Gleason, I don't know what happened there. They did cover, though.
They did
cover.
Got
the cover.
Toledo had 11 penalties. Toledo couldn't get out of their own way.
Forced turnovers. Like, I couldn't believe they lost this game. It was 10-2.
Yeah. That game, Kentucky's bad. Ole Miss is going to absolutely wood chip Kentucky this weekend. Short break. We'll come back. Hey, I want to tell you a couple things here. I'm gonna ask for advice for my big day today. All right? We'll talk about that when we come back. Red and Hal, hang on, coming to Utah as well. American Doormasters. American Doormasters does an absolute terrific job when it comes to repairing your doors, anything that comes to garage doors. And this is commercial doors as well. Look, so I knew nothing about dock equipment and dock levelers and edge of dock levelers and bumpers and shelters and dock seals. This team does an incredible job of that and so much more. And in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson, this area in the upstate of South Carolina, American Doormasters, they're going to give you a free quote, by the way, 24-hour emergency services, but they're going to make your business run smoother. We had a 501c3 charity call and said they had door issues, and American Doormasters came in and fixed those garage doors and got everything out, and so it's awesome. So when it comes to the installation, the repair, the maintenance of these overhead doors, these sectional doors, these rolling steel doors, these fire-rated rolling steel doors, these commercial garage openers or security grills or counter shutters. I don't know what half that stuff was until I met with American Doormaster. 990-3075, 990-3075, your commercial garage door experts, residential as well. Licensed, bonded, insured, 24 hours a day. Short break, one open phone line segment, and I'll tell you about my big day when you come back right after this.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Facts and Childress and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, and because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Carolina legends aren't born, they're handmade. Only in Bo's Real Southern Kitchen. Come taste the chicken everyone's been craving since 1977. It's Bo time.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
the upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Fourth generation family owned since 1917. They're going to do an incredible job for you. If you're an upstate builder, remodel, or handyman, let them be your walk-on. Give them a small job. They're going to knock your socks off. Their products are going to be amazing. Their service is going to be amazing. They want to team with you. They want to learn more about your business, learn more about your, you know, what niche you're in, and more about you know, how you're going to run your business, make you more efficient, more effective. So this is the woman you can count on. And as a builder, remodeler, or handyman in the upstate of South Carolina, full-service lumber yard. It's great friends at Harbin Lumber. Installed services as well for homeowners, getting those garage doors and cabinets and screening porches. They do a terrific job. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. Sam, three quick things, and then Red, Jay, and Hal, I'm getting all of you. And then I got to get to my fourth point. I got a lot to do here in a very short amount of time. All guests in the last hour. Quickly. Number one. Jaden Ott, shoulder injury at Oklahoma. So, can they beat Michigan this weekend with Jaden Ott not being healthy?
Yes. Will I pick them to do it? I don't know. They're a 6.5-point favorite.
He might be healthy. He had one carry Saturday.
I think they will. I think they can win that game still. I think they probably do. I don't know if they cover.
But I'll tell you this, and I know I've seen him play, and I hadn't seen him enough to know that. Shoulder injuries for running backs, I don't like it.
We saw last year what a shoulder injury for a running back can look like.
That is a big concern for me. Hamstrings at wide receivers, shoulders for running backs.
I'm going to guess it wasn't that serious, though, and they were probably just being cautious.
Hopefully.
But that's what we hoped last year. And that's
all right. Number two, you know what I saw an awful lot, and I'm seeing more and more and more? I'm seeing an awful lot of offenses that are trying to get your eyes looking in the wrong direction. Now, follow me on this. Gus does a terrific job with this. If you watch Gus's guys and what Gus does in the off in the run game, you have what we call false pulls, where you pull linemen to a side. You'll pull the left guard and like an H-back from the left side and go right. And so the linebacker, back in the old days of football, we'd always say, if you follow the guard, you'll follow the football. If a guard, you know, blocks down, it's a run play. If he pass protects, pass play. And if it's a pull, it's a sweep. You know, you could trap some guys sometimes in there. But you'll see false pulls. And what that means is that you'll see guys, a left guard, and you'll see a left H-back, an H-back lineup left-hand side, that will pull to the right. And what that does is that takes the linebacker, maybe even the backside linebacker, and it takes a safety, and it was telling you, we're going to run the ball to the right, only to run the ball to the left because you'll have some seals over there. But those false pullers are eye candy, much like any orbit motion, much like any other motion. But you got guys going – and you got to coordinate. You don't run into each other there because you got guys that are pulling in opposite directions. You see it sometimes in the screen game. You see in the Sam where they fake a running back screen to or wide receiver screen to the right and then throw another screen back to the left. So what you're seeing an awful lot of times now in football and in college football, I don't watch enough pros know it, is that false pullers and misdirection with blockers and trying to get your eyes on something else. And golf course design, the best golf course architect ever, like Pete Dye, did a great job. And I met Pete Dye one time. And you know what he told me? He goes, I'm trying to get you on the tee box. I'm trying to get your eyes. You should be hitting the fairway. I'm going to put some railroad ties over here, some big bunkers over here, something pretty over here, big old water thing over here. I'm trying to get your eyes off of where you want to hit it onto where you don't want to hit it.
You're telling me we couldn't, with seven guys coming at Cade Klubnik for seemingly half the second half, you're telling me we couldn't get one tight end screen where the entire defensive line and linebacking core crashes in and then Bentancur or Pat Henry who had a great catch, or set, like somebody at the line of scrimmage. Some sort of there. If it were, listen, if it were me, and I'm not a coach, these guys have forgotten more. There would be a guy in motion on every play.
But LSU
did a lot of that. I mean, there was just a lot of creativity and eye candy, like you said, to distract you. And I felt like we were lacking that.
In the old days, too, the motion would always tell you the coverage, right? Guy follows you across his man, doesn't follow his zone. But what you're seeing a lot of time in football now is half the field is man, the other half is zone.
Yeah.
So you're seeing a lot of that. And that's fine. The game's gotten pretty complicated. But the point is that on a tight end screen, I don't want just a simple tight end screen. I want to fake the tight end screen to the fake the wide receiver screen to the right and have pullers over there.
Just flip it.
And then come back to the tight end middle screen.
It's become a very, very common play with Travis Kelce, with any athletic tight end, of which we have a couple, where you can get 20, 30 yards off that if executed correctly, especially when they're sending as much pressure as
they should do it with a little shuffle pass, too, if the false puller is pulling one way and then you shuffle pass it underneath, right? So there's ways but all that, my point there, Sam, so all that is that, man, I got a lot of eye candy back there. I'm giving you false reads. That when I see two guys pulling one way, the defense is reading that's the play that we're going. They're pulling some from the weak side and putting them over there. And then what? Oh my gosh, they come back the other way. I'm seeing a lot of that in college football right now.
How many times was Anderson open over the middle of the field on some sort of misdirection where he ends up just dragging or crossing 10 feet?
You're doing it in route combinations too. You roll right. Spencer Rattler was great at this. You half roll right, stop, and you throw back to a crosser on the other side of the field. They got to have some arm strength to do that.
So many long developing passes 10, 15 yards down the field that they weren't going to hit.
Nope.
The way that Cade was being pressured and reacting to said pressure, it just wasn't going to work. Hopefully they fix it. They got a million games left to fix it, but you got to do it now.
Yep.
It won't work against good teams down the stretch. Didn't work on Saturday.
Yep. All right. I got to fly through this because I've got I got to get some advice on my big deal today. Good morning, Red. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Nicky? How you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic.
So, yesterday I was listening to Faxon on the radio, and his voice started getting a little cracky. So I think what he's trying to do is get himself prepared to call out Friday, because he's going to be singing Yippee-ki-yay, the Cowboys are the best.
Big one, Thursday night.
If y'all could just give Faxon time off, Sam, will you fill in for him so he can rest his voice? Because I need it to be clear.
Sam, will y'all watch the game together, Sam, Thursday night?
I have to work, but I will. I am honestly pretty happy that I won't be indulging in that one with him. But I will let you know, Red, how he's feeling after the game one way or another.
I'm looking now to make sure we lost Red, by the way. I'm looking now. What's the spread on this thing? 7.5. It's in Philly. Cowboys have no chance, right?
It's the NFC. I mean, this division is just an absolute. Same team never wins this division twice.
You know, you have Friday night NFL football this week, too?
I'm going to miss that one, too. Yeah, it's the Chargers and Chiefs in Brazil.
On YouTube.
In Sao Paulo.
Hold on, man. What do I have? Friday night.
Isn't it awesome, though?
In Brazil.
Isn't it
on
awesome?
YouTube. You know what that's like? That's like Colonel Mustard with a candle in a library. I've got Friday night in Brazil on YouTube.
More football, the better.
What am I doing?
Primetime Herbert.
All right, quickly, I got to do this. I got to do this because I think they're in school now.
Hemisphere, rather, I guess.
Today's my big, big day. All right? I mentioned on the show that the two things that I need to do that I've never done, that my dream is to throw out a first pitch at a baseball game. Never done it. Can't believe there's not a little league team somewhere out there that wants some local bum to come throw a ball out. And the other thing is I've never been a mascot. And, man, of all those restaurants that have mascots, all those college teams, high school teams, middle school teams, elementary, all those mascots that are out there everywhere. Even the guy, all I wanted to be is like the guy with like hot and ready pizza, man. Like just put me a pizza guy, you know, like let me be Caesar out there and put a toga on me and let me do something like that. That's all I wanted to do in my life. Today, 50% of the dream comes true, Sam. Today, at a local school, during a pep rally, a local elementary school, at a pep rally, I get to be the guy. I've been practicing my worms. I've been practicing my moonwalks. I've been doing my back handsprings. And today's the day. Now, I will report on it tomorrow. I have a plan. I was going to reveal it, but I don't still don't know if they're listening. I don't think they're listening. I have a plan. And tomorrow, Sam, I will be on cloud nine if it goes well. If not, I'll be in the dumps. But ask me about it tomorrow if you can. All right?
I'm extremely excited, and I pray there's footage of this.
There will be footage of it. I can't wait. Today's my big day. Can't wait. My great friend, Engineer Sleep, boy, oh boy, Engineer Sleep means so much to me. When I mentioned the ES Duo, and I mentioned this Velcro-type material, and it's not Velcro, it's better because, you know, it, side to side, you can't move. You got to lift it straight up. There's a reason that getting in and out of the bed, that's not going to slide on you. But that, and how cost-efficient that is. I want you to do the 100-night sleep trial. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. You're going to love my great friends at Engineer Sleep. Go by and see them right here at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive, engineersleep.com. Talk some Georgia football with Dane Young when you come back for hour number three.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.